The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sensept. 12, 4900 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a customer in the store had selected and concealed items. The suspect was described as a male Caucasian, 30 years of age, 5'4" inches tall, slim build, bald, wearing a red shirt, black pants, and carrying a black backpack. Police arrived and apprehended a male matching the description. The manager of the store indicated to police they had the correct suspect and the stolen items were surrendered. The suspect was arrested and transported to police headquarters and then released on a promise to appear in court on a future date and a no-go to the mall. Sept. 14, 4100 block of Salish Seaway. Complainant reported their black iPhone 12 had been stolen while they were at work. The complainant indicated they were moving throughout the business area while working with 70 or more employees. The Find My iPhone app indicated the phone was offline. The business security indicated they were aware of the theft and would examine security surveillance video. Police recommended to the complainant that they remotely wipe the phone. The phone was added to the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen. Asterisk Sept. 14, 10th Avenue and 54th Street. Complainant reported a theft sometime overnight from their locked work vehicle parked on the street. The rear driver's side passenger window was smashed and a backpack stolen. The backpack contained some paperwork and a locked black laptop valued at $500. Canvas of the neighborhood was negative. Complainant provided with a file number for ICBC, asterisk Sept. 14, 6th Avenue and 54th Street. A child's bike was left overnight on the corner of the street. The bicycle is described as a blue-pink supercycle brand for a young child. Police query of the serial number came back negative. The bike lodged in exhibits for safekeeping and can be claimed on identification. Ladner asterisk Sept. 13, 5200 block of Bentley Crescent. Complainant reported to police their vehicle had been tampered with during the night, but nothing of value was stolen. Possible security video surveillance available from a neighbor. Asterisk Sept. 15, 11400 block of Lindsay Place. Police attended a business in response to a report of the theft of 52 pieces of 16.5-foot aluminum framing from the rear of the business. The items were wrapped in large packs and stored outside the business. Total value of $2,600. Video surveillance has been requested from the property management company. Asterisk Sept. 17, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had lost $5,000 US after investing with an online company who they believed to be a legitimate broker. The complainant contacted the company and was informed the broker had left the company, taking all their clients' money with them. The company required the complainant to pay all outstanding fees, which they did. The company then stopped corresponding with the complainant, at which time they realized they were a victim of fraud. The company and the broker were allegedly based in the US and the UK. Sept. 18, 5600 block of 44th Avenue. Complainant reported an Amazon package had been stolen from their doorstep. The package valued at $120 contained various household items. The complainant had checked with neighbors, but no one had received the package in error. Complainant provided with a file number in order for Amazon to investigate the theft. Police advised the complainant to install a security camera for their residence.